Welcome, everybody, to the to WFHR's Rapids Report. Appreciate everybody being with us, and especially our guests today. We have with us our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hittner. How you guys doing? How's it going?
Hey, good.
Great.
Good.
Beautiful day out there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everyone's enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate the company, as always, and everything you guys put into the community. And I like to start off always, what's happening? What's going on over at the shop?
Yeah, thanks for that. So, you know, as we're approaching this holiday weekend, there a lot of people traditionally like to plant a garden. So we want to make sure that, you know, get your garden seeds because they are going fast. So definitely hit that up.
People are getting our messaging about this beating inflation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the best way, really, I can ever think of to beat pricing, to save money, to get so many benefits from it. But we sell garden seeds for the same price that I think our dad was selling them for, which was more than 10 years ago. A lot of stuff has happened in this world in 10 years, a pandemic, some inflation, a little here, a little there, tariffs, all sorts of stuff. Mm. We've been able to keep the pricing the same somehow. So 99 cent packet of seed, you could probably get bushels of vegetables.
Mm-hmm. You could.
Like bushels and bushels of vegetables. You're talking like hundreds of dollars of vegetables for $1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a return. You'd have to be real lucky on the stock market or the casino to get that kind of return.
Yeah.
More than likely, it's going to be a little bit of the opposite.
When it comes to doing something like this to novices, to people that haven't done it before, and they want to, maybe they're on the fence of it, but they're, I don't know, this seems hard, or it seems like this would be too hard to do or something.
Yeah,
I don't want to make it seem like it's easy, but I do believe this is something everybody can do.
And just start small. Start with like basil.
If you've got some soil, either in a little window box in your apartment, or you've got some soil, in your giant backyard that's got a lot of grass, get rid of some of that grass, put in a small garden. And you can, again, like really for, you don't need, I'm not saying like, planting a garden, you got to buy all these tools and stuff. You can pretty much do it with your hand or a little trolley. You know, again, you can probably plant a nice little garden for $20 or so, and borrow some tools from your neighbors or whatever. That's what I always do anyways. It's very obtainable, very easy, and it is sort of low risk. You know, I always end up, the nature of agriculture, it doesn't matter if you're Katrina and her backyard garden, or you're a farmer down the road who's got, 50 acres of whatever they're planting. There's always some crops that succeed a little more, and there's some that don't. And that's part of agriculture, and that's part of what you have to be ready for. The best way to hedge against that is diversity. Diversity is really the most powerful thing that we can have, all sorts of ways,
Well said.
Economic diversity, not having all your money in one, stock or one company.
Everything is better with diversity.
Diversity of people, diversity of ideas, diversity of food. I mean, if I had to eat the same kind of food every day, I would get pretty bored.
As picky as I am, I'd be even less. I'd leave even way less.
But the point is even more important when you talk about planting a vegetable garden. Something's going to do well in your soil, but it's not going to do well in mine. Something's going to do well this year, and next year might not. So plant a few different things, try it out. You know, just dabble in it. I think that's the best advice. Don't get too crazy, and you'll do well. Next year, do a little more.
The momentum of this that's been going on in our society is happening more and more, and it's not because it's a trend. It's because people are enjoying it.
Yeah.
It kind of shows you that we know a trend when we see one, because it comes as quick as it goes and all that and everything. You're continuing to see people do this. And I'm not even just talking about in recent times with some of the things Stephen mentioned, or even going back to the pandemic or even before that. This has been a part of our culture for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, because there's a lot of good that comes from it, along with the great feeling of, I mean, most of us have cooked for somebody or done something, even something small, and how good it feels when they're enjoying that food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is that times 1,000. This is that to another level. And
you could plant a garden, and you might be doing it today to save money on your grocery bills. But you might realize, I love just being outside and like having my hands in the soil, picking these beans.
Fresh air.
I love teaching my kids about it. Katrina's done a lot of that with her kids. The fresh air. And then also the fact, I mean, I didn't even bring this up, but like, if you go to the grocery store, if you want to buy organic vegetables, they're a little more expensive. I don't know if you noticed that. But you can grow the vegetables however you want in your house. in your yard, the way I grow them is organically, naturally, mm-hmm. and I can pack them with nutrients. I can add all this compost. Right. I can, you know, over time, as I've learned more, I've, you know, really optimized the nutrition. I know Katrina does this with her garden too, her and her husband. And so you can have literally healthier food than you could ever buy at the grocery store, right, and fresher than ever, because you can pick
right
it
out your door.
Yeah. And those things you can't even put a dollar amount on. No. Like, you know, if I want to buy the equivalent at the grocery store, I could buy organic, but it still might not be quite as good as what I'm growing at my house. So, you know, some of these things are beyond the economics of it. And some of it's just like, you know, the value of getting outside, teaching next generations. Yes. You can't really put a price tag on that, but you can put a price tag on inflation and what you can get. So we're trying to get people enticed to do it for that reason, but there's a lot of reasons.
There's a lot of layers to it.
Yeah, James, you're totally right.
It's good for all those factors and everything and all you were mentioning there. It is you touched on one other thing that I wish I had thought of, is that the passing down of this knowledge and the teaching mm-hmm. of that's human culture. That's part of just being a human being. I love that part of it too. Mm-hmm. There's no real downside to doing something like this, and I think you'll find that when you start out doing this and get some of those seeds over at Family Natural Foods.
Grandpa Frank, who started it, and then our dad Mike, and we're continuing it on. So we're from, third generation of continuing it on, fourth now, so there we go.
Wisdom.
Yeah, and with that, we want to share other wisdom that we've got going on. Terry Lemeron is going to be visiting Family Natural Foods on June 25th at 5:15. We want you to save the date for that presentation. Yeah,
that's a Wednesday. Speaking of knowledge, Terry has been in the natural health world for 60 years.
Yeah, 60 mm-hmm. years.
50, 60 years. I mean, mm-hmm. there's nobody else that has that amount of knowledge and experience, and integrity really is one of the words too. Mm-hmm. So if you're always kind of like want to learn more about health and you want to hear it from a trusted source that has a lot of integrity and a lot of history of knowledge, he's the guy. And mm-hmm. it's a free lecture. Everyone's welcome. It's usually a great turnout. I think it was around 100 people last
mm-hmm.
time.
Yep.
So mark your calendar, tell your neighbors.
Yeah. June 25th at 5:15. We'll share more information as time comes. We'll
probably
have a whole segment.
The next segment we're on mm-hmm. here, we're going to be really getting into it. But just mark the calendar if you're at all interested in health. This will be the one to come to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And be on the lookout for more presentations too that we'll be talking about as we go along. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to Terry coming to town. That's going to be a great one. I'm excited about that and looking forward to talking more about it.
So we last time we were here, we talked a little bit sun and bug. We're not going to really harbor that, but we do want to talk about a specific sun product. But just know we have awesome sun protection that goes on really nice, mm-hmm. very clean, like four ingredients. You can't find that anywhere else. Same with bug sprays. When you're out in your garden, great bug sprays, essential oil based, safe for the whole family, good mm-hmm. for ticks. But we want to talk about a product called Astaxanthin.
Oh, nicely done.
It's a tricky one to say it, but I really like saying it.
Once you get the hang of it.
Yeah, it really rolls off the tongue.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, once you get the way to phrase, like, there's some words that are just fun to say or some names. Yes, mm-hmm. I hear you.
Absolutely. So astaxanthin is a product that's really good for sun, or I should say your skin in general, but it can help naturally with kind of protecting your sun mm-hmm. from excess of like UV rays
and
damage.
What about your daughter, though?
Yes, your daughter and your son. Okay. Thank you, Stephen, for that pun. I never know what I'm going to step into with this guy. With both of you, in
fact. So good. Yeah, you're just getting it from both of you. Yes.
It's a very powerful antioxidant, and there's a lot of antioxidants in the world. This one you can kind of see, though, which is fun with it. If you've ever eaten shrimp, which I'm sure most of us have, or if at least you've seen shrimp, the color of shrimp comes from this natural compound, this astaxanthin. The shrimp eat it, and then they get this kind of reddish pinkish color. Similarly, if you've probably less common in Wisconsin, flamingos.
Yeah, I remember learned this a little while ago. I thought it was wild.
If a flamingo didn't eat shrimp that ate astaxanthin, a flamingo would not get pink. It'd be like white.
They said white or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and like salmon, the color of salmon that you eat, it comes from astaxanthin. Now, a lot of salmon that you eat, they put food coloring in the food that they feed the salmon. It's like dog food, basically, they feed it. And then it has that color. Otherwise, it'd be brown, and nobody would buy it. But if you buy wild Alaska, Alaskan salmon like we sell at Family Natural Foods, the salmon are naturally getting this astaxanthin color, antioxidant pigment from nature, from what they eat.
You really are what you eat.
Exactly.
You really are.
So it's kind of been demonstrated in nature the power of this antioxidant, but now you can take it as a supplement, a standalone supplement. It is in some fish oils that we sell, and other krill oil contains astaxanthin, because krill oil, like little shrimp, so they naturally have astaxanthin.
You know, it's good for sun protection, but like also it's really good for your eyes, and that's another one that's just great, and like good for your brain health. There's lots of studies on it too that has been done.
Yeah, it's well researched. Mm-hmm. But Katrina and I kind of brought it up today because we like to take it, and I think you even give it to your kids through the summertime to kind of give yourself a little protection from the sun, from the UV rays, from the, you know, potential skin cancer is really something you want to stave off. And I found it works really well. There's a few strategies I've got for natural sun protection from the inside out. Astaxanthin is one I just take daily through the summertime. The other one, and we've talked about this one in the past, we'll have to bring it back one of these days, but is a Terry Natural product. So Terry is coming to our store to talk. He makes a product called Muscle Relax.
Oh, that's a great one too.
And I use this periodically. So it's kind of an interesting one. It has a type of calcium that's used in the soft tissue. So not the bones. You think of calcium with bones. Mm-hmm. But this calcium, it's calcium lactate. I believe it's from milk. Sounds like it is anyways. That form of calcium is used in your soft tissues. And one of the things that gets depleted when you get a lot of sun exposure is this calcium in your skin. And then if you get it, it kind of is protective. If it gets depleted too much, you get a sunburn. And the company did a health educator that they have working with them. She's a registered nurse by trade. And she was talking about this, and she said she was in Hawaii. Sounds rough. And she had her grandkids there. Also sounds wonderful. And they were going for a hike. And anyone who's been to Hawaii or any of these kind of tropical islands that are near the equator, the sun is so intense. You go out in the middle of the day, and the UV index is like numbers that we don't see here. It's, you know, 12, 15, whatever it is. And it doesn't take long to get a sunburn. It doesn't take long to get a bad sunburn. And her kids all have pretty fair skin, at least like Katrina and I. James has a little better.
Background.
He's got that Italian.
That Mediterranean blood helps a little bit.
It's nice. Anyways, there's three grandkids. They all went on a hike. One kid took like four capsules of this Muscle Relax product. Mm-hmm. The other one took just like one or two, and the other one didn't take any. They were the control group, the poor person. They didn't like taking capsules.
And it wasn't her intent. That's just how it happened.
That's just how it kind of happened. And they came back, the one kid, and I think they did use sunscreen, a similar amount, or maybe they all didn't use sunscreen. I forget that detail, but apparently that wasn't part of the experiment anyways. And like the one that took the sizable amount of the capsules had no sunburn. The other one had just a little bit, but it was fine, you know, no big deal. The last one got like totally fried and was like in miserable for the next couple of days.
Oh, man.
You know, that's another product. I don't use it every day. Some people do for the muscle relaxing part of it.
Yeah, it's really good for your muscles itself. Exactly. Like we have some people that have switched over, you know, taking something that maybe was over the counter, and now they're like, oh, I don't need that anymore because I just needed that. That's so it's great for multiple different things.
It's good for a lot of things. So I'll take it for the muscle relaxing thing sometimes too, but I also just take it when I know I'm going out in the sun. If I'm going to the beach, I'll take two or three, four of them, whatever. That's a great one to have around too as a another product, but we've got a few of these things, and like Katrina said, astaxanthin is kind of a no-brainer this time of year, especially for all the other benefits. Protects your eyes, but you need a little more protection in the summer with the sun. It's got cardiovascular benefits. It's good for energy, like it'll give you more energy and endurance, brain health.
It all sounds like a win-win, right?
Your taxes.
Yeah,
it does everything.
Almost.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is good for like joint pain and inflammation too. I've kind of forgot about that too. Again, one of those antioxidants, if you're going to rotate it, you're going to try it sometime. Try it in the summer.
Try it in the summer, for sure. Then you can rotate with like elderberry in the fall or the winter. Yeah. So that's a great way to do it.
I appreciate you mentioning me with this topic, Stan.
Yes, because
I'm so late. I just growing up, like a lot of people out there that just have certain pigment, didn't really, I believe the way I was taught, have to, quote, worry about, you know, sunburn or anything. Yeah. And as I'm spending my summers as a youth and all that, I notice I don't get burned and everything. So I just feel like this is just the way it is for people like me. And as I've gotten older and older and realized, and I research more and I learn more and more, we're discovering that no, everybody should be using some kind of sun protection, no matter what your pigmentation is.
Yeah.
And so now there's a lot of, like, not just me, but literally tons and tons of people in the culture that are very late to this subject. Mm-hmm. And so many people that didn't grow up putting this stuff on all the time as adults are like, I don't like this. This doesn't feel very good on my skin. I don't like this. The idea that you can find protection in a pill form or something like that is, I don't kid you, revolutionary to me. Like, as somebody who, I can't stand the feeling of sunblock and stuff.
Totally. I mean,
and I don't even know what I'm doing. They got the PFs. They got this one that's 5,000. This one's 2,000. I don't know, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I just want to say, like, it's definitely great for protection, though it is not a sunscreen.
That's where
so
I was
you
going.
Still need to, like, make sure if you're out in the sun, you might want to put
somebody
it on your face
pale
or
as
something.
Katrina's gonna get burnt.
I need it.
She's gonna have to put a little sunscreen on if she's going to the beach.
But that it can be an add-on, that it can be an assistant, is such a great, cool thing to learn, and especially for those of us that are kind of behind on this, you could use all the help you can get.
And I think it's a little bit of an insurance policy too, because like I'll put on sunscreen and then like maybe I took my shirt off in a way that it rubbed some of the sunscreen off, and then I, you know, 3 hours later, I finally got a sunburn on half of my face. Well, that wasn't fun. You know, like, so if this can kind of like minimize the sunburn or minimize the long-term damage of it, then that's like a good double check really for me. So I think something to keep in mind and kind of integrate into your lifestyle in the summertime.
That's a really good one.
So I want to touch base about holiday weekend, a couple like foods that would be highlighted or focus on. Because it's holiday weekend, and I think grilling every time.
You guys, I am so sorry. I apologize. I did all my homework because I thought you actually were talking about something. I knew something about holiday guilt. I misread this. Holiday grill. That makes more sense. I'm just going to go ahead and let you guys talk. So
the grilling part of it, right? Like, wouldn't it be great to have like a salmon right now? Like Alaskan salmon grilled?
Wild Alaskan salmon, especially after I told you that salmon in the grocery store, most of it's farm-raised.
Yeah, farm-raised and colored.
It would look gray or brown if it didn't have astaxanthin.
Right.
So yes, but we have wild Alaskan salmon.
Mm-hmm. How about some like ahi tuna maybe?
Yeah, how about some shrimp? We have these beautiful shrimp. They're huge.
Yeah.
I haven't been at a restaurant for a long time that had shrimp nearly this big.
Okay.
So that would be good for shish kebab.
Yep, shish kebab or maybe a taco if you want to switch it up, do something different.
Sure.
We got cod. So that's just in the water family. But now we can talk land. We've got some really great grass-fed beef and steaks. Really great. You can...
Locally growing.
Simple, like amazing flavor. You really don't need much on it. How about brats?
Bratwurst, that's a classic.
That's great.
I always love bratwurst in the summertime. The thing I don't love about bratwurst is nitrates.
Oh, yeah. No, that's no fun.
You know, when the government tells you that you should only eat so much of a nitrate food per week or whatever, then I'm kind of like, okay.
I probably
shouldn't have any of that.
It feels like the definition of a red flag. Really does.
Absolutely.
So all of our pork products, all of our meat products, summer sausage included, which is beef, you know, it's made without nitrates. We have nitrate-free bacon. You want a Sunday brunch? Tons of bacon. And it's not only nitrate-free, it tastes a lot better. I mean, I'll go to a friend's house and they'll make bacon. I'll be like, oh, man, I should tell them their bacon's terrible.
That's what friends do.
I should bring bacon next time because they can up their game.
Right, the true flavor of bacon.
And they can avoid the nitrates.
And, like, it's not – there's, like, low to no sugar in that bacon either.
Yeah, people really like that. I didn't really get the sugar bacon. I don't know. Like, if I'm eating bacon, I'm like, I don't really care too much.
No,
it's a special occasion thing for me anyways. But that's a big deal for a lot of people, and I think it actually is. I don't miss it. Yeah, so like that. Then there's also just like chips.
Yeah, if
salsa,
you're thinking picnic, like all the picnicky things.
Or if you're like me and like your sister invites you over for something and you're like, she's like, oh, could you bring something? I'm like, yeah, chips and salsa.
Yes, that's my go-to. Yes,
yeah. I just picked it up and I put it in my car and
it's magical and it tastes delicious.
Yeah. She's still impressed somehow. I don't know. She's like, oh, you spent so much time on this chips and salsa.
Wow.
I really thought about what flavor to bring.
She's probably sarcastic, but I did bring something, guys. Yes. So it was good.
Yeah, or like, I mean, top something off with some micrograins. Those are local from White Feather Organics.
I can do that. I can make like a little, put it in the oven, like a little nacho.
Oh, yeah. Get fancy with some fancy cheeses.
Put some of that microgreens on it. She might actually be impressed with it, and it wouldn't take me that much time. So for the family gathering, you could up the game a little bit.
I like to think of picnic, too, and there's lots of great Vanfass oils and vinegars that you can really spice up your, whether it's a slaw, whether you're like, I've had people that take like the bratwurst from a store, they cut them in small pieces, they soak it in like this, our date balsamic with something else, I think our chili oil, and they'll soak it in there, and they're like, it's the best like little smokies, but it's not little smokies kind of thing.
Oh, that's like up in it right there.
Yeah.
Think about these foods you've had your whole life, and here's a chance to really taste them in a different light.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Or take that Vanfass oil or vinegar, and maybe you take like the mango vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar.
And you add it to a sparkling beverage.
Or I was going to say like a fruit salad.
Yeah, that would be a good.
Like it's really great on watermelon, a little early for watermelon, but keep it in mind. Or like any kind of fruit salad. It's just like this, it's a very... Like the mango balsamic vinegar has like a little more richness and it's kind of sweeter.
Sweet and rich is a great way to describe it.
Yeah, it's not like when you say the word vinegar, that's a little different idea. Oh, Katrina's doing like a little mixer here for James.
Yeah, this is a mixer for James. I got to try to mix it correctly.
This is also something to have on hand during the summertime.
In fact, have it in your car, like me, because I forgot to bring the sample with, and I had it in my car. So therefore, James is going to try the True Grace, our friends from True Grace down in the Milwaukee area. They came out with an electrolyte, and they have three flavors. And it's just that we're all chronically dehydrated.
Yep.
And even if you drink a lot of water, you might not be absorbing all of that water.
Part of hydration is that sodium, potassium, those electrolytes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you're getting leg cramps, when you're feeling fatigued, what you're missing is those electrolytes.
Watermelon is your flavor.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is great.
So what I kind of like about it is there's a saltiness to it where sometimes they're very sweet. This one's got like salty flavor that comes out.
Yeah. But there's no sugar added to it.
No, it's not. There's a little stevia, but the cool thing is that you're also getting, right, like Steven said, sodium, potassium, magnesium, but you're getting a little bit of mushrooms. And this mushroom is cordyceps. That one's great for an adaptogen that's really good for energy in particular, but it's not going to make you hyper. So like I've drank this an hour before bed and I go to bed just fine.
Oh yeah, you're probably sleeping better. You're not going to have restless legs.
No, I'm not.
You like got those electrolytes.
Wow.
So this one's really delicious and great. And Brian, when he was at our store a couple months ago doing a presentation, he said he started waking up in the morning and he drinks like a quart of water, but he puts in one of these packets because he said, look, I just slept for 8 to 10 hours or 7 to 10 hours. I'm going to be chronically dehydrated. I want to start my day the right way. And I've kind of started doing that. Every day, but I find that like it really does give you a jump start.
And I think you also have to be aware of like what you're doing. Like we all do a little bit more in the summer. Maybe it's just mowing your yard once a week. But I have a friend who he's like a contractor. So he works outside. He's lifting things. He's physically using his body. And he was telling me about, I didn't ask him about electrolytes. I wasn't selling it to him. I was sitting in the car with him driving to go rock climbing, which is also a physical thing that he does. And like takes a lot of energy and electrolytes out of your body. But he was saying like, oh man, I was getting such bad like leg cramps and Charlie horses. He said it was like almost PTSD. Like he'd have like trauma from these because they're painful. Anybody has had them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what I realized is like I'm doing all this physical work. And 6 months ago or something, I was doing electrolytes like religiously, like Katrina was saying, daily. And for him, maybe a couple times a day. And he's like, I stopped doing that. I ran out. I forgot to buy him, whatever it was. And he's like, I got such bad like Charlie horses and cramps. And I think this went on for weeks because it didn't dawn on him. And then he was like, like, now I'm like, now I'm doing it. Like, I'm not skipping a day. So I would say, like, folks who have muscle cramps or maybe even restless legs at night, this might be something to try. Just do it once or twice a day for a week or two, just to see how you're doing.
Yeah, we can all up our water game, but it's like what Stephen was saying before, it's really that magnesium, potassium, sodium that our body sometimes just really needs that.
Yeah, that might be the missing link. And certainly drink water, drink more water.
Drink this with it at least once a day.
But yeah, get some of those electrolytes. And we have a lot of different options, but this is the tastiest one that I think we have. And and you can buy a lot of these individually too. So come and try a couple flavors, come and buy a bigger size. There's periodically some on sale. I think in June there'll be some sales on some too.
Yeah.
I've tried a lot of things that you guys, that is one of the better things I have tried. That was amazing. That was a really good flavor. I love what you said about it being honest. It's really honest. You know what you're getting. It's exactly what that tells you. And it's really nice. That's good.
For sure. Yeah. So I just want to just do the reminder of the save the date for Terry Natural. It'll be Wednesday, June 25th at 5:15. Next segment, we're going to really hit it harder and talk more about it. But thanks for having us today, James.
Oh, yeah. And we're looking forward to that conversation and many, many more. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I encourage you to head on over to Family Natural Foods. Buy local, support local, everybody. You can find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com, or stop on by at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120, and be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Appreciate you guys. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining the conversation here at WFHR's Rapids Report.